Jordunish Claire Nagale, Aspavaliam Shuisha Haltiger. My name is Robert Katine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did the other hear tell? I found Bobby Bob!
And it's my pleasure to present this programme, Claire Nagale, in two languages. In the English language, as Sigilg, and in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyanamera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanim, the Isle of Man. As Banachtan Durish. Last time we were looking through the newspapers of 100 years ago, the Christmas time in 1921. We'll jump back 150 years this time and see how things were looking at the start of 1872. And so we can perhaps compare and contrast issues of 150 years ago with those of today. Tashingol toyach le skil yer en mesich an fashnus erigir. A short in der Sigil J. Skiel scroots the verl, eg Americanach en mesich Anthony Desencio. Ach, signed au grade denke mach, drawe beggen ro yer. Maso, nimich clash and cuse the skiel and fillet sach nis. For their second album, Big Car Small Brain, from late 1993, early 1994, the Moloch Band included a song with lyrics by Chris Sheard set to a tune by David Spears, and that's called Quite and Dunya Quech. It's a song they returned to in a later album, but we'll hear that earlier version. Tashu geishtiach, rish tashu narashun, radio vanning, viskull erskeljena, wash dulish, alien vanning. Quite and Dunya Quech, asked the Moloch Band in that track. The 1st of January was a Tuesday in 1872, and we're looking at an edition of the Isle of Man Times for Saturday the 6th. Free breakfasts to children is the headline. The Drill Hall, as it's called in Lord Street, says the article, was opened on Tuesday last for the season, when nearly 100 of the poorest children of the town presented themselves, many of them in squalid rags, but, generally speaking, with clean hands and face, which is a sine qua non before partaking of the good, wholesome breakfast which this excellent charity provides. Captain MacGregor seems to be quite at home in his kind superintendence, and a few of the more daring juveniles evidently entertain a lively dread of him. Well, no doubt his reply to a bit of cheek in those days would have been physical. On the occasion of our visit, says the Times, he invited us to come again in a week or so, to see what a great improvement good feeding would make on his flock. The children are taught to read and write in addition to being fed, and the movement is certainly deserving of the warmest support. Sliawr yn gawr avon, len the zeichen erskin kunta, as mish sledden malumagan, gin shesher be. Sjen an or de denk me de hirre pech enjach elje de vei merem, trud veg ach shieltnes. Skumme vei nu va mis munjen ljorischen treisjen, Vaseel ne gru oxen, ne ren mi riu fagen, ne ren mi riu klaschen mechon en lied. Seel de jezachten mar wei, va kochle en seel mar schon dau wei. Wis kieden de vlinten, va den je kor eber kochle en seel scho, de wei ridden ach elje na nacht mar wei. Dach kiert hugge deber ridden ach no, ha denk el jou, as renne fel jeel. Fiera Hall, harau ayen no bi marnain. Chadenke lesh denia ach kulina kechle ons pert. Ach rau shen mai de lur. Fuddi ach ir cho, de jinnach an planet ein goltrud kechle mach as mach, as goil ersen a cumma jay no strosha. Well, not that I want you to doze off, but this now is a lullaby, the Aren Savinach, the sleepy song, performed by Emma Christian, accompanying herself on the harp. Thank you. the harp and voice of Emma Christian, and the Arense Vinach. Eish, as mission unfair dunyoil ve marn, vech purem de goil arms a curum as de rail herish. Tre yinach purach in a tail no shaw ligged out ginu gurnail, eish, yinen straye de bollach. Yinen skoil kulina arusen ren genten de jeshachten shaw, ve jintach or udsen on sinne jeems. Doltajum, doshil the doris, as hutch me shiser ma rare lune, as ma lawen, grey ma frame bunadach ma liabi. Vasalja enyach guller jiracha ma edin, chauds va mi furachten rish ve courage lesh sul. Sign thou cor nai shaw, sign thou gin surle egetre shaw. Ne shaw and lev on as veche orum, maru and sly kit rauva ma churgen. Na ne sioch yn leif o'n ys na jynach sy'n marw eich eilio. Chasemys e'r chawds fo sioch o leir. Rys iwrachan, rys len, rys siachdian, na rys miachan, chasemys eich o'r erbi. Te dyn, dy ren mi col yn eiblyd dy hwla tre. So, children, many of them in squalid rags, reports the Isle of Man Times here in 1872. Whether we like it or not, says the editorial, a poor law is certainly not a far distant infliction. The necessity for some systematic attempt to grapple with the poverty and destitution of the island is no new thing to be told. And if it had been the duty of anyone in particular to strike out some method of dealing with these, doubtless they would long since have been so managed as to render any compulsory relief unnecessary. But it's nobody's business, and being therefore undone, compulsion naturally follows. The case of the asylum, and this would be Ballymona, which had opened only in 1868, the case of the asylum, it was thought, would have opened the eyes of Manxmen to the folly of letting things alone. Everyone knew that there were lunatics in the island worse treated than any pigs, that there were others wandering about outcast and destitute, and others the terror of their relatives. So from 1872, only 4 years after the opening of the lunatic asylum, the Isle of Man Times is remembering the bad old days when lunatics were treated worse than pigs. Coincidentally, we're going to have a story now which is about a pig, told in both music and words. Rowley Drower composed a piece which is performed by another of Rowley's concepts, the Sulby Phantom Band, and it gives Rowley's musical interpretation of a story which was told in Manx by John Tom Cahan of Ballygarrett in Bride. And we hear that as John Tom was recorded telling it by Ancheja Hilgach in the 1950s.
When San Ben, San Donner, but Boa Gola, as about three boer as about three mare and knock, as but three boer as a muck, one muck but real. As but all the three but muck gun that cock. The chit chat again in the yok, the whole tree that whether but Queen is Christian muck, the son that fetcher muck, chat again in the yok, and on tree is but then when him again be. As it surely was shaka, hawker, a clag, mori, but muck bag of dollars together and then breakfast, heck, niece, yes, but go to breakfast, as but go breakfast as a muck with sham pot, as but peace out of the pot, as for muck geos out of the pot, as but 10 gallon out of breakfast, as we sit the whole mori, holy genea, as sit again a shimmer. as when San Ben Nun, Raoul Dolly, Hun, Le Sien, Elvis, San Ben Nun, as when Muk, Gene Generic, as when San Ben Gene Generic. Quail and Chip to the Doris and the Sagat. They were called Sagat Quadrak. When we son Lord, Lord Gilk, as for Dale Gilk Nish. Nish, as in a Chip Jack, as when you then and San Ben Gred to the Sagat say she's. Had Jimmy say she's my day. Skid a genoat. Go muck shan mark for that. Had Jimmy go muck mark my day. Well, had Jimmy say yes. Well, let me to mark as my genius you say. Go muck shan mark for that. Had Jimmy go muck mark for that. My Jalal say, image mark is. From a Jimmy go muck mark. From the muck fetch a leg is home to choose go leg is bum. Had Jimmy go muck mark.
The Sulby Phantom Band, with a piece inspired by the story brilliantly told by John Tom Cahan, about the farmer's wife and the pig, and the visiting priest who kept telling her,
"Go muck shan mark for that."
But she wouldn't.
"From the muck fetch a leg is home, but the choose go leg is bum."
Sjoju stasjun an asjun, Radio Vanim, as she Claire Nigel to gul skiljene egen tre ton, mish Robert Cateen Carswell mutter, Robert a Carslach.
Have you heard tell of our Bobby Bob?
The Alleman Times editorial continues. Although the absolute necessity was seen for doing something for this class, in the way of a central institution under the management of the Timbal Court, or parochial aid on the boarding-out system under the control and inspection of the captains of the parishes, or in some other way, yet, as this, too, was nobody's business, it wasn't done. And the lunatic asylum, expensive and extensive enough in all conscience, with an annual expense that'll probably be constantly increasing, is the result. By these two instances, it will be seen that the laissez-faire system doesn't answer satisfactorily. Now, it says, let us turn to the Isle of Man General Hospital and Dispensary. Well, this was in Strand Street, and Nellie Brennan had been the first matron some 30 years earlier, and, says the Isle of Man Times, to which a comparatively few kind-hearted persons have been constantly contributing, under the impression, it says, that it was a blessing to the whole island. Hook me, Abe. Smunyan machionan ach fami genachten. Chrau veg odach cororum genachten de mai. Von air as a voirem shadow nai shaw de moor. Fod goil al rosh na jeshachten na shaw al fi voor. Goil al rosh na odas a chit de vei. Maso rennet shigger, de rau mi riu fagas tau, na rau mi riu asnen shilje. Fad dwy e morw cwnt y sio, nod yr awyd creel na dod mi goel cyrrael jim pin. Sgwm o fy sien, ha dwg e cwmreel erbeg. Yn unchwys jy sgan snys, sien dy raw mi fair gorws yn hun. Crewod strosio od ys ad my unw. Eish ynach y gian orym lys na sŵlion sien na'ch nion de feg o'ch creu tŵr. Sŵlion fa cwys gwrys na sŵlion, e cws jaw fa sir orym dy farwad. Fwdy dy lysyn fe grei, jinji marwad, na fawji bes. Ach, chyrena dach mynga orym ys dŵrtad, chyna lwds yn sgan sioel, se ysta sgan sioel dyn. Well, the late Kathleen Crowe performs a mysterious and atmospheric song in Manx for us now. It's called Ach Shen Mi Hin, and it features the fiddle of Katie Lawrence.
Who are all
Catherine Crowe on vocals and piano, with Katie Lawrence on fiddle. Ach, shen mihin. Taus chit merin. Harel veg et de chol. Tamuren et de chasna. Velu tigglnish? Durch mi rumpin. Ort hind and sledden curum nish. Harel veg marn mahon an shaw. Veg chorer bi. Charau mona marn jain chynadenia. Charau cuj de luron de rail bio an chynadenia. Cren fe ve oran golgus an unvol as veg na firelia. An bol ren firelia machina gedden bes. Sail ernin son hin mor henke de ve, sail va na chru oxen hin. Va kaga edder ein rish fod a rosh marau cordel jint ein lesh na jejachtan. Vashin kaga planet as va enemega, vashanachis ega, planet nin mios, och, din a wis de sen, van kaga ein jint as herish. Vami treshjail de bech ked un co vecher ish na jeshachtan, ach va plan elia oxen bent un dingen. Hrau pecher bi giri bech un seil va gul a reil a herish de brech, dior ish jeshachtan. The Isle of Man Times is forthright in its opinion about the Isle of Man General Hospital and Dispensary. That this was what its founders intended it to be is certain, and if it had really been anybody's business to see that it came up to their expectations, this, doubtless, it would have been. But as it was nobody's business to make it this general blessing, by degrees the fussy people and the bigots found that it was completely in their hands, and naturally turned it to account in their own fashion. From being an utterly unsectarian and open common, it came by degrees to be a sort of happy hunting ground for the church ministers, who, with the help of fidgety and dabbling gamekeepers from their own congregations, warned off and kept off all dissenting poachers. We all know the great success which attends every institution in which the clerical power becomes predominant, and need not be at all surprised that exactly the same results were attained in this instance. Now this is another mysterious song, this time about the great mackled witch Margaret of Cernay, who became famous for stealing a brown ox or a cow called Berry Dawn, and who was accordingly dubbed Berry Dawn herself. Brian Maxtall tells us about her.
Velus dai peridon cretau siul, manach veluun simmer glas liadach a barul, hemmach roin gus a cliud a hrogal a voin, as the yich and jig peridon tai erni. You will me carachan as you will me schnell, ach fa beri coola daras as leac ar a cion. Hemmach roin gus a cliud a hrogal a voin, as the yich and jig peridon tai erni. You and me, carachan, as you and me, schlupeg, ach, va berry cool a daris, a shaker as craig. Hem much roin, gus a clue, the hroggle of oin, as the yeech and jig berry don't tie er an ee. You and me, ben a fat, as you and me, schluour, ach, va berry cool a daris, a la carcalus door. Hem much roin gus a cliud a hrogal a voin, as the yeech and jig berry don tae ar an ee. Fe britchen as jerk an ec as ons ra brawwui, fe britchen as jerk an ec awr siwl na hi. Hem much roin gus a cliud a hrogal a voin, as the yeech and jig berry don tae ar an ee. Fa britchen as jerk an ec as ons a brow glass, fa britchen as jerk an ec cawr a gul mach. Hemmach roin gus a cliud a hrogal a voin, as the yeech an jig berry don tae ar an ee. Tref an slai uns a tae ec nan jin air, fa skelp wi uns a glion rai leis a tse. Hemmach roin gus a cliud a hrogal a voin, as the yeech an jig berry don tae ar an ee. Nachri mach ar an ee des na mren pe, hai ceru jay berry don haudas rom se. Hemmach roin gus a cliud a hrogal a voin, as the yeech an jig berry don tae ar an ee. Hai eisiau'r cwr gys a chrau a chwr i faw ffawr, hengi tai ar mwlach awr as greim ac er gor. Hemmach roin gys a cliwd a hrogol a foin, as dy yeech yn jig berry don tai ar an ee.
Berry Don, performed by Brian Maxtall. Not only did Margaret of Cernay become known as Berry Dawn, but witches in general, or people you just don't like, in fact, came to be referred to as Slucht Berry Dawn, the descendants of Berry Dawn, in a literal sense, a witch's get. The Isle of Man Times continues with a scathing attack on the Isle of Man General Hospital and Dispensary, and, in conclusion, says, "We've used the word hospital several times, for which we apologise, as it's simply ridiculous to speak of any institution as such which possesses no resident medical attendant." Well, this is the start of 1872, and it wouldn't be until 1888 that the Nobles Isle of Man Hospital opened in the building which now houses the Manx Museum. Well, this wasn't the only topic about which the Isle of Man Times held strong views in early 1872. In its columns comes a snippet of news, upon which it also gives its opinion. "Accident," reports the Isle of Man Times. "Mr. Douglas of the St. George's Vaults fell into the harbour on Saturday night last. The tide being out, Mr. Douglas is still alive. No winter passes without persons being found drowned in our harbour. Surely it's almost time that some protection was afforded." Krenfev eich pecher bi girien liad shen. Hugge arm smunion er noch taem. cre harris oru. Noddins tanachtins a tailn in vagush. Drau fissem ernan sursen. Ach, ren an loch taiem, fagin the monach in jane of a tachert. As mish me yeshach uns pert, as me wunya uns pert. Van a inchen em fos on, as an abledock fos the avrache. As on dow, oddach ud corbarant. Cren fevech femem mer a fur sho, the stryan kin ye denye. Ren mi machucher de chan a marwa dolyu. Tan gush yan heen cororum gin de vesort de vest agee. Cren achter chorabi rau fissem so. Chenel ansur emegatreton. Ach signed out tanachten les kagen nine a jezachten shaw, de hawel na viser marn gin chin a denye. Crevis an Irtis? Chabifis erbi ach sa treri chit. Band Finadri, with two reels, Carna Fersion, and the tune that was the favourite of a fiddler called Dew and Nan from the Clarum in Lonnan, the Car Dew and Nan. Stashun and Ashun, Shendafir, Radio Vanning. As in short as you geishach rish Claire Nigale. She Robert Cateen Carswell ten enna morum, Robert a Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Marva mi greig and toyach der an old rowan skeel shen lorish Anthony Desencio began gyer, shodun skeel fear yer elia en misich stead coch leit, lorish Justin Rulton. Ren the chunlan de lai dirt a mach as in tai clai. As fad biberni tredini ad fured craia iaura. Ons doris chow hall na stregia, va shan dynia ons gansi tiw gorm, na lai ed ar dulligan da chyr trin. Fe gian mach an slai chawds fad golnin red gin fagane, na liga oru na rawad. Dach i va chonlal da lai elion, ach dach i va gachta sanon acht mor fad gachta riu. Luggin chlais and jerry, gow and luch deisty tash to jay for yerra hall, as na sulianock clenit egan reet, chouds van a cunadra an ye, rola a corp marwega, clia huilach, gus carbid lias for furchtan on shen. Spastach ein a rawadable de yearner, chouds ve force blio. Ach, esh, for ridden eliox moosgan shoil de chulina. The Isle of Man Times is critical of the unsafe nature of Douglas Harbour in 1872. Mr. Douglas of the St. George's Vaults was, it said, fortunate to have fallen in when the tide was out. Well, it's still some way to fall, even into soft mud, if it was soft. Lower down this same column is another report. Drowned in the harbour is the capitalised heading. On Wednesday last, which would have been the 2nd of January, on Wednesday last an inquest was held by His Worship the High Bailiff at Quirk's Cumberland Inn upon the body of John Brideson, lately in the employ of the town commissioners, who was found dead in the harbour on Wednesday morning. There were two or three abrasions on the face, but Dr. Ring was of opinion that death had been caused by drowning, and that the marks had been caused when the deceased fell over the quay. As usual, the verdict was found drowned, instead of manslaughter by the negligence of the harbour commissioners. Well, Ruth Kagan now performs the song She Neeneg Mish Shazalan.
She Neeneg Mish Shazalan, Hannah Skiravai, Sanakfis Mish and Dania, Nakhtak Nagasahai, Kofokla Nagamiria, the Nakhta Sagakyu, the Kleine Fruki Kagyak, Sandy and Sprazoon, as Ochmanina Nadu, Shakanchi Shantanya.
Maids, when you're young, never wed an owl man. The moral of the tale there from Ruth Kagan. This edition of the Isle of Man Times has a letter dated the 2nd of January 1872 from Dewan Nail of Abulans, and it's headed, "The Latest Road Murder!" To the editor, Sir, when do the Highway Committee intend completing their attempted improvement on the Ballinard Road, Onchan? Nearly 9 months have elapsed since the High Road Overseer and his men made their first attempt to reduce the Ballinard Hill. The men, after working a few weeks, suddenly disappeared. The committee allowed the fine summer weather to pass without putting forth an effort worth speaking of to complete the work. And now, after the last heavy rains, vehicles, when passing over the hill, at times disappear from mortal sight by tumbling into the pits, the road being turned into a series of pits, and they arrive in Douglas more like scavengers' carts than the spicy turnouts belonging to Neddy Kelly or Jem Kaneen. Well, Neddy Kelly or Jem Kaneen will be owners of carriages and cars for hire. Well, sure, skill fear ye rich, scruteg John M. Carlson. Ach ye ho araltach de hayach je. She gilliach a mai ta legged Paul, durt Moir Scott, fuddy the ginnet pusa. Ren Scott Blake a chelvain ega lug de corcion a name. Smile a voir van gilia, va legged and vunger ega Paul. Fa cunion ega blinten de henna, tre huri machter au gilia legged eg Scott. Durgi drawe fuddach ilia. Renni corlach a de gol le shilia psycho oliach. Renni bagger de ginnach I square vai ix on poldale chauds vesa chaleish, mar a rawe corcion an homage a shaw. Ren Scott scar a vain ilia legged ega. Fe gennachten drawe gin rai sa chush. Nish smiley va gilia legged Paul. Smilish ve, the rawe a chochle an aignyek. Ach, fos ve arasach, nach rawe a chlieh o araltach de hayach a jay, blinten the henna. Well, we accidentally heard the start of this next song fairly recently, before we went on to something else entirely. So let's quite deliberately this time listen to Bill Corlett and Phil Gawn singing A Grai Machris Mastor.
Ma fuzen is a giaura as snyak de chitta dan, ta trimsha grimer am a cli as chonar am a kyan. As the rau a grian mer am not, the rau a grian sho, the rau a grian mer am not, a grimer cleans my store. Mas munyun gorish lam and shage a howd as tammy dusht, nak vel mi kyat na bilya bark ta cast as green as rouged, as the row a grian merum not, the row a grian shaw, the row a grian merum not, a grime a Christmas store. Ta bodgel yn cytwl a gyrraedd droben o'n syne, sy dŵ as na gibi ta mishciaw I as le. As the raw a graem mer ym nocht, the raw a graem sio, the raw a graem mer ym nocht, a graem a Christmas dog.
Chadwyd mi ddor o grau y mod gedd y byffwm meddw, hanel cedawn eich nac fel sien ma craw begon smychliw.
As the raw y grau y mer ym nod, the raw y grau yn sio, the raw y grau y mer ym nod, a grau y crias my stod.
Bill Corlett and Phil Gawn, A Grai Machris Mastor. Sio sgil ier glorish Bianca Sanchez, Van Ro Sgiri Yndasori. Van Ro Sgiri Yndasori. Ma so, degi yn ŵr, dy yn o jesinus, eg banish. Chawn y cyrthi yndas jyn y petlen djerga, as yn sor milishek. Tad graiach orym, as ish. Ach, eish, hain y cyrti dy falia. Gyn yndy, sori, gaw I toiach der fiocha. Fan roes ciawt mach as fa ble trestielach elia cwrts yn unigec. Well, back to those Ballinard Road roadworks now. As for pedestrians attempting to run the blockade, says Dewan Nail's letter, it's simply a monstrosity to speak of it. They have to climb hedges and cross the adjoining fields to escape the quagmire. And I say, Mr. Editor, that it's a crying shame that such a state of things exists. Well, that's a brief taste of the island life as the new year opened 150 years ago in 1872. We close with music by Manx band King Shirley from what was to be their third and final album entitled Nish. And this is the closing track from it, Gin and Tonic. As Shene wish Claire Nagel a chirt shaw. And so now, until the next time, this is Robert Katine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Our Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eva Machrieriu, as Orserie, as Mihirian shared you will you.